Everybody's anticipating the long Labor Day weekend. Thank you for joining us this Friday here on ABQ Connect. We're joined now for our Friday financial update by certified financial planner Brian Cochran with John Moore Associates. Brian, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Good afternoon, sir.
How was the week? Did we have lots of ups and downs in the financial markets?
We did. We finally had a substantial down day yesterday after some really steady up weeks for the last several weeks. In our minds, a probably welcome break from a strong uptrend that we've seen. And today's turned out to be a bit flat. So a little more excitement than we've had for a while now.
Well, and Brian, we've talked about the updates have been really interesting to me. Last week, you actually gave us just an amazing quote in talking about good tax planning sometimes includes paying a small amount today to avoid larger tax bills in the future. And we were talking a little bit about Roth IRAs versus regular IRAs. And, of course, that program and everything's available for people on abqconnect.online if they want to listen to it. But today we're going to come back around because, heck, our election is only about 60 days away. So do political elections really impact investment returns? Are people going to be panicking for the next 60 days?
You know, we got some interesting data recently along these lines because a lot of people are talking about the election. And so we always like to have a little content to share and study market history. The market doesn't always repeat past history exactly, but, you know, it's often helpful to understand how things have happened in the past. And historically, the 3 and 6 months leading up to an election have been negative periods for the market, but not dramatically negative. We're talking on average between 2 and 4% down in that period. But after the election happens, historically, no matter which side wins, we've seen positive returns on average for the 3, 6, and 12 month periods following the election.
That really surprises me. I don't know why it surprises me, but I guess we all, or at least I do, and I should say a lot of people I know, we just kind of think, boy, what happens in the election? If the incumbent president doesn't get elected, then what's the transition of power and this and that? But you've kind of pointed out some things in the past that the markets really look for balance. And our forefathers kind of designed our government with some pretty stringent accountability with three branches of government. And you've kind of indicated that the markets perceive that that balance is going to continue.
And I think that's a reflection that the market doesn't like sudden change. So maybe the reason the market might be negative leading up to an election is a fear of change. And then afterwards, you have a little bit more certainty. Whether you like who's in power or not, the market doesn't really care. The market just wants to know where are things heading going forward and having some certainty. And when you have a divided government between the different branches, then you're less likely to see large, sweeping, dramatic change because you have, like you said, you have the checks and balances that were intended by our government system.
So tell us a little bit about your website, because almost everything that we talk about, you are already going to have articles and commentary and blog information about this in your insights section of your website.
Yeah, so we try to keep relevant content flowing onto the website. Just go to johnmoore.com and click on the Insights tab there, and you'll see our latest content. And we are able to do that because we just listen to our clients. You know, I'll talk to between 5 and 15 clients every day, and you'll be surprised how often their questions are very similar across all these different families that have very different financial circumstances. So, you know, right now, what I hear for almost every client that comes in is they fear that the market might be too high, might be overvalued, and if their party doesn't win, they're worried the market will go down. So if someone's more left-leaning, they worry if Trump is reelected that the market will go down, and if someone's more right-leaning, they're worried that if Trump loses the election, the market will go down. So it's just people planting their own political biases right now is what we see. But it's amazing how consistent the conversation is across the board.
this is a question I just kind of thought of. We are normally talking about the national financial markets. Does anything that goes on at the state level affect national markets?
Not particularly. You know, if you had massive state regulations, let's say a state like Texas decided maybe they have a change in power of their politics, and you end up with someone who's really going to regulate the oil and gas industry, as an example. That would affect the markets in the sense that those oil and gas companies and other companies that service energy companies, they may get hit. So there can be state-level things, but even the national-level politics don't matter as much to the market as a lot of people might think. It really comes down to corporate profits. I think the big surprise lately is even some economic data may not matter to the markets as much. The economy and the markets don't always move hand in hand quite as closely as you'd expect, which is what we're seeing now, where the economy is still trying to pull out from the COVID recession, whereas the stock market has fully recovered back to its highs from earlier this year. So.
Now, the fact that the markets are generally positive since the initial COVID stuff happened and there were predictions of millions of deaths and all kinds of things. And again, I don't want to minimize the number of people that have died. That is absolutely tragic. We pray for and want to encourage in any way we can the friends and family of the people that have passed away. It's got to be a terribly emotional time and difficult. But on the other hand, it's not as horrible as we were all thinking it might be. And you've shared with us, Brian, that one of the reasons that that there's some positivity in the financial markets is because the predictions aren't as dire as they were originally predicted. Is that right?
That's true. And today we had some jobs numbers come out that are a perfect example. So back in March, the Fed was predicting that the unemployment rate related to economic shutdown and COVID could go as high as 30%. So that's, you know, those types of predictions were coming out, you know, leading into March when the market was dropping so quickly. Well, we never hit 30% unemployment, and right now we're back down to the high single digits nationally. Now, New Mexico is not doing quite that well, but nationally we're back down to high single digits. So that's a great example of what you just pointed out, that sometimes the market can go positive because things aren't necessarily great, but they're not as bad as they were expected to be.
Yeah. Brian, I want to make sure our listeners know, and you're on so frequently, they're probably tired of me saying this, but you are a certified financial planner. John Moore Associates has been supporting the programming on KNKT as the sponsor of our MoneyWise program with Compass Ministries. And of course, that program is designed for people to call in on a national level, and we play that on KNKT at 11:30 Monday through Friday Mountain Time. But I want you to kind of tell us a little bit about John Moore Associates, how you kind of do business in a different way than most financial investment companies.
Sure. So there's a few things that make us a little bit different. We're certainly not the only ones who work in the way we work, but it is rather unique. First off, we have a team, so you're not just getting access to one advisor. When you work with our firm, every client of ours is a client of the entire practice, and they have all of our advisors and resources at their disposal, which can be helpful because we have people with varied expertise. Secondly, we do believe in the application of biblical principles in the advice we give. So there's a lot of advisors out there that are people of faith, but because of their business structure or their own business model, they don't really connect their Sundays to their Mondays, as we like to say. So we believe even for someone who maybe isn't a Christian, is not a believer, that they can still benefit through the wisdom that we get from Scripture when it comes to how we use our resources. And certainly when our clients are a believer, they tend to really appreciate the fact that we're speaking their language and respecting the preferences that they have as a person of faith. So those are a couple key things. The other thing that makes us a little bit unique is we don't draw compensation by selling a lot of commission-based products. So we're looking more at delivering advice and helping people make wise decisions as opposed to pushing a proprietary product. And we're able to do that because we're not owned, we're not a subsidiary or employees of a bank or insurance company. So we think that combination, having a good team, having timeless, transcendent principles from Scripture, and then having a real client-centric approach to delivering advice. That combination we think is really effective, and it's the way we like to do business.
Well, I really appreciate the advice and really the calm focus that you lend to us, because I know just here 90 days ago, people were really, really nervous, and I was getting emails and some calls into the station, and I think I submitted to you probably 10, 15 questions from people that just thought it might be the end of time and what should we do with our money? And you were the voice of calm, and literally everything you said, Brian, has happened. So I think you've earned quite a bit of credibility just on our program with our listeners.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, with the speaker lineup you have, I just feel really fortunate to have this opportunity to talk with you. Just earlier this week, I was listening to the podcast recordings from your interviews with Steve Pierce, and which I thought was really excellent. You had great questions for him. And then Paul Gessing from Rio Grande Foundation. They both had such great insight. So thank you for having me on and for, you know, having these wonderful people come on and share just great information, really timely information to the listeners.
Well, Brian, the main reason that I love to talk to you, my friend, is because I know you have a basketball in your office. Is it true?
No, I have a home office where I do have a basketball, but I don't keep one here because we're on the third story, and if I was dribbling that around, the people below us may not appreciate that.
There you go. And you know that I have a basketball on my shelf in the studio, and I also have one in my office. Now, I just tease people all the time because I'm a little OCD about basketball, but sorry your Portland Trail Blazers went down, but they gave out a pretty good fight the first two games.
They did. It was good, entertaining basketball while it lasted, and there's been some great series of NBA basketball. You know, anytime a series can go to game seven, that's when those NBA players finally seem to pick it up and play as hard as they possibly can. So that's been very entertaining, and we're just so glad they're back to playing, even if it's a little bit of a different environment. It's great to have something to watch and break up the COVID lull that we're all living through.
Yeah. Brian, I hope you and your family have a great weekend, great three-day Labor Day weekend. Thank you so much for joining us on ABQ Connect today.
Yep, same to you, Jim.